This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver High in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. So the deal did go down, Carver High, with the Yankees and White Sox. Give me the specifics.
So the Yankees will get, as we talked about, Todd Frazier, Tommy Canely, and David Robertson. And in return, Blake Rutherford, a prospect outfielder, left-handed pitcher Ian Clarkin, who was a first-round pick back in 2013,
right,
who hasn't done much for the Yankees. Tyler Clippard, and the fourth prospect is outfielder Tito Polo. Never heard of him.
So Tito Polo.
Never heard of Tito. So
Blake, is that like Marco Polo?
Blake Rutherford is the big piece that they're getting.
Is that like Tito Puente?
No. Polo is a class is a double A outfielder who has shown he can get on.
Is that
base.
Like Polo Red Cologne? What about Polo Black Red Cologne? What about Polo Frost? What about El Pollo Loco? Did you like that one? It says here gamblers are betting on OJ's parole hearing.
When do we just stop? When do we put the fence up and say, all right, here's something we don't gamble on? When does it stop?
Never.
The OJ parole hearing. I mean, come on.
What are the odds on that? Cause isn't everyone saying he's just going to get it? Like minus 1,500 he gets out?
That he's going to get out? Do you think he'll – what if they shaft him and leave him in?
He's out.
You think?
Done deal?
Why is that? Why do you think he's out? Done deal.
You just keep hearing all these stories. We've read these stories over the last couple months about how he's a model citizen and the guys in the jail look up to him. And, you know, it's
the
just.
Captain of the softball team.
Oh, and yeah, and he coaches the guys. Just, you know, come on. I would send him out. I don't know. It's just, he doesn't deserve to be out. We all know that. But it is what it is. He's getting out. Tell you that. When does he get the first
so
TV show?
He got away with double murder.
Right.
Then he
gets clipped for stealing the memorabilia in Vegas.
And then he's getting out.
And they basically factor the double murder into the sentencing.
How long
for that?
How long has he been in there? 9 years?
Something like that.
Wow.
How long till the first TV show?
I don't know.
You know somebody's giving him one.
I mean, if they'll give one to the Ball family, they'll give one to him. I don't think he's exciting anymore, though. He's an old man.
Yeah, he's been in for 9 years. In 2008, he was convicted and sentenced to 33 years with a minimum of 9.
He'll find a way to get exciting.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That dude loves attention.
There's Boston tying up the game. Look at that slide over there. Wait, he dropped the ball. How could he be out? He dropped the ball. Donaldson's injured. Donaldson with the thumb injury. He's grabbing his thumb. He's injured. He jammed his thumb bad. Boston just tied the game in the bottom of the 11th at fours. Against Toronto, and Donaldson's leaving the game. They tap him on the back, like, tough break, buddy. So,
by the way, the current odds, as I'm seeing, according to SI, is at least in one place you can get granted parole in 2017 at minus 475, plus 325 that he does not get granted parole.
So you could bet.
Those are low odds.
You could bet a bill on it's his right thumb, Donaldson. Man, did he crank it bad. So let me ask you this. So you bet a bill, you make $130, you make $325 if he doesn't get out.
You could also bet on whether Michael Phelps is going to win against the shark, too.
What are those odds?
He is plus 600. The great white shark is minus 1,200.
Do you think that there's a chance that the Phelps race could be fixed?
Of course. They're going to do this race and have it not be fixed. And we know that a great white shark is faster. Yeah, we know that. A human should not beat that. So, of course, it's going to be some kind of thing where Michael Phelps, the greatest human being to ever live or do a bong hit, wins this race.
But do you think the shark will be distracted by a
Laser light?
Like a school of squid or guppies goes by, and he's distracted, and then Phelps just keeps swimming to the victory?
Yeah, they're going to do something.
Plus 600?
Gonna drop something in the water, makes a splash, so the shark turns around and goes after that.
Right, should we lay a C note on the Michael Phelps? When is that race? Will we be in Vegas, or will it already have taken place?
I think it's soon.
Listen,
actually,
I'll make a phone call, but why would I ever do that publicly or illegally? Have one of my friends place a bet for me? I would never do such a heinous crime. What they need to do is legalize sports betting in New Jersey in 2018.
Phelps racing that shark is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
That'll be going down July 23rd at 8 p.m.
July 18th?
July 23rd.
July 23rd. July 18th is today, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, it was. It is no more.
Okay, so it is to me. I'm still here, aren't I? What is the – was Elvis – or who was it? What was the guy's name? Evel Knievel. Elvis, I called him.
They both wore capes.
No, wait. Didn't Elvis...
They both had white jumpsuits with rhinestones.
Didn't Elvis jump over the Snake River Canyon?
On only his guitar.
So, Evel Knievel did it, right?
Yes.
That didn't go well, did it? No.
No, it did not.
Do you think that was crazier than this?
Yeah. Evil. Because he could actually die. Like, Evel Knievel didn't set up his stunts to, like, do something, and if he doesn't get it, oh, well, too bad. Like, it was you do it or you die. Michael Phelps is going to be in no danger. Then I'm letting the great white shark eat him if he loses.
Well, what if another fish eats him?
Are they having another fish in the water with them?
Well, I'm sure. What is what are they taking all the fish out of the ocean when he swims? Where is the race being
I out? Can't believe that they're allowing you to make a wager on that. That is going to be one of the most fixed telecasts ever. That is fixed television tricks. That is all that that is. He is not really racing a shark.
Shenanigans.
What a
shenanigans
disgrace.
Are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic,
which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Do you believe
evil shenanigans?
Do you believe that this is like Sharknado?
What Sharknado are we even on, like 22?
I don't get it. What?
They've had like more of those. It's not just one of those Sharknados. They've made like every year they've made a new Sharknado.
I know, but I don't think it's quite at number 22.
It's like Saw, like they just don't end it.
Carver High, do you think you could outswim a shark?
No. Nobody can.
I can't even outswim a goldfish.
You don't think you could? I'm watching this story about this barber that cuts all the Yankees' hair. What's going on with this guy? Some legendary barber shop or something? Where is it, in the Bronx?
Who knows?
Carver High.
So another little piece to this.
Doesn't care at all about anyone's happiness.
Another little fallout from this White Sox-Yankee trade.
Right.
Is
you got the worst teammate in the world?
The great Yoan Moncada, who is the number one prospect in baseball that the White Sox acquired in the Chris Sale trade from the Red Sox. He will join the White Sox tomorrow, presumably playing third base. So there you go.
So he's replacing Frazier.
Moncada, the top prospect, joining the White Sox. Are you excited to see him tomorrow?
I haven't been excited to watch a Chicago White Sox game since I was 10 years old. I'm 52.
Yoan Moncada will not change that tomorrow.
No.
Not even when they won the World Series, you weren't excited?
No. What was that, 05?
I don't know. I lost count.
Yes.
I don't think
anyone. It's unbelievable that they actually did win it. I've been so bad since.
Seriously. I just don't think anyone cares about the White Sox. Do they? Does someone care about them, actually? Seriously. I do want to tell you some things that are happening right now. Very exciting developments. So I told you that the Red Sox tied up Toronto at 4. They were losing the game, but in the bottom of the 11th, they responded. The Cardinals beat the Mets 5-0. Cubs after 6, up 5-1 on the Braves in Atlanta. 4-4 in Boston. Jays and Red Sox. The A's lead the Rays 3-2 in the 8th. Nationals Angels are 2-2 in the 7th. I might put that one on. Indians Giants are 1-1 in the 7th. Orioles 12-1 over the Rangers. Pirates 4-3 over the Brewers. Ivan Nova 10-6. Double digits for Nova again this year. He's become their ace with Cole, basically. Is there such a thing as two guys that do it? I think Nova's almost been better than Cole. Diamondbacks 11-2 over the Reds. Phillies 5-2 over the Marlins. Yankees 6-3 over the Twins. Dodgers 1-0 over the White Sox. What's that, 10 straight? There you go. Kershaw 15-2. He's unbelievable. He gave up 9 hits. Tosses 7 scoreless innings and strikes out 7. By the way, Bartolo Colon's Twins debut spoiled in the loss to the Yankees. Astros 6-2 over the Mariners. Gattis hit 2 home runs. Tigers 9-3 all over the Royals. Verlander tomorrow against Hamill there. And Padres, Rockies, 9-7 winners. 855-212-4227. Let me tell you about the series that are going on. I just mentioned all of them, didn't I? Get the best picks for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We have top-shelf daily fantasy lineups. No one touches us when it comes to boxing or MMA snags. The best results and the very best price in the business. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Don't forget, pro and college football is right around the corner doing push-ups. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So I just want to talk about how much of a badass Bryce Harper is. He's 3-for-3 tonight with a run scored and a home run in the first off of Jesse Chavez. A 2-out blast, 1-0 count, nobody on. His 73rd RBI on the season. He turned a single into a double. Like, he broke for second and slid in under the throw. He had another hit in the game. The guy is just lighting up the Angels. He's been incredible this year when you think about it. I mean, this guy does it all. Now, I know everybody's all excited about Trout being back, but Harper's hitting 335, 24 homers, 73 RBIs, 441 on base, 625 slugging. I mean, he was previously in a 1-for-11 slump going into the game tonight. But Saturday was 2-for-5. Sunday, 1-for-4. Monday, 2-for-4. So I don't even know what that means. The guy was getting hits left and right. Bottom line, I love watching this guy play baseball. And he's all over the field. He's hitting home runs. He's diving for balls in the outfield. He's sliding in head first, sliding in foot first. He does everything. He's crazy. 11 of his 24 home runs have been on 2-strike counts this year. He's incredible. I love his demeanor at the plate, too. He's just ferocious looking up there, standing with the bat over his head and ready to just get it on. And he rips another double. Oh, my God. This guy is just going off tonight. 4-for-4. He's going for 3. He's a freak, and he's safe. Oh, my God. Bryce Harper, and he's screaming at his teammates. And now he's talking to the third baseman. He's like, don't touch me. He's all kinds of fired up. I love the way this guy plays baseball. What a badass. Did you see that? That was a double, and the guy went for three. He's just a freak hustling his ass off. Garber High's like, I don't care. I hate him. Never liked him to begin with. Unbelievable. That just should have been a double. Hey, now, there's some chick in the crowd there. And, you know, I'm doing all right. Need to get her to wave to us. It really is unbelievable. Bryce Harper going off. I mean, I just love watching a guy like that do his thing for the Nationals. Here's Zimmerman now. He's hitting 324, 20 homers.
How about the third baseman trying to be sneaky and as he's yelling at to his teammates with his hands coming off the bag slightly but not completely. He's got the fingertips on there, kind of grabs the arm and picks it up to try to tag him out.
Right. How about Zimmerman's got 64 RBIs too.
Now the career leader for the franchise in home runs. Last Vladdy yesterday.
He's hitting 324 with 20 homers and 64 RBIs.
Which is amazing because that guy over the last couple of years has had, you know, struggles with injuries. Hasn't been the same since he was a star, you know. 4 or 5 years ago was him, and it was Wright. You know, it's the best third baseman in the NL East, back and forth, the two of them. Then they both have battled injuries. The way he's come back this year has been incredible.
And then Daniel Murphy's hitting 341 with 16 and 71. That's got to be the best 3-4-5 in baseball. I mean, look at even Rendon, the 6. He's hitting 321 with 20 homers and 64 RBIs as well. That's insane. And how about Lynn, the first baseman? He's in 326 with 31 RBIs. I mean, the whole team is crazy.
And he barely plays.
Really?
Yeah, he fills in.
What about, so Defoe, what does he do? He's hitting 250. Oh, he's horrible. But boy, that 3-6 is insane.
I mean, it all sounds nice, and it's great that they score 1,000 runs.
3-4-5-6. Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, and Rendon is incredible.
It's great, and it sounds cool, and they score a lot.
He drove him in, too. He got the go-ahead run. Zimmerman drove in Harper in the eighth. They got
but
the lead.
Do scoring offenses like that always win in October?
No.
That team has got a bullpen ERA of about 5.5. So I get it. They just got a couple guys who will hopefully solve that problem for them, but... Geez, you know, it's hard to win in October with power and bad bullpens. It's hard to do.
So you're suggesting that they're not going anywhere?
I'm suggesting I'd like to see Madsen and Doolittle stabilize that bullpen and get that ERA down from 5.5 before I start getting crazy about them.
Where's the last time Madsen was good?
He hasn't been bad the last couple of years. He had that one bad injury in Philly. Since then, he's come back okay.
Is that where he was, Philly?
That's where he was really starting to become a big-time closer, and then he hurt his arm. He's been with Oakland a few years. He was with Kansas City, I think, maybe, for that one. Either the year they lost to the Giants or the year they won it. I forget which year. But Madsen, he's been around a little bit, but he can get it done.
So now he's with the Nationals.
Yes.
And Doolittle.
Yes.
So does that save them? Do you think it fixes their problem?
I think they need more. I think that they had no arms out there pretty much.
Well, I really like the way they manufactured that run. You get a double, he turns it into a triple, and then Zimmerman hits a single right up the middle, and that's the go-ahead run. So here's Murphy. He's over 3 in the game. But, man, that 3, 4, 5, and 6, those guys are all hitting well over 300 and just killing it. No wonder they're so good. 56 and 36, and they're 30 and 17 on the road. I think this guy, Murphy's a great hitter, too. I really do. He just, I can't even, I'll never understand the New York Mets. How stupid are they? Honest to God, that ownership group of theirs, too, the Wilpons, what a bunch of drips they are. Honest to God, seriously, how do you give up on a guy like that hits the ball like him? He's like a pure hitter, right? Is he not just a pure hitter? He goes up and he just rips singles and doubles left and right, doesn't he? Does that guy not have the sweetest swing? Is he not just a constant on-base threat getting on with singles and doubles? Is he not? And then how do you let a guy like that leave New York? I mean, honestly, you must be stupid. You got to be stupid to let a guy like that leave.
Because he was never that in New York, that's why. Until he left, just like so many players, once they get out of the Mets organization, become legends.
Yeah, but I thought he clearly had a couple of good years with the Mets.
He had a good playoff run. That year before he was a free agent, he had a great playoff
run. When
he
went to the World Series.
But that same season, he had 73 RBIs and 14 home runs in 130 games.
That was his season. That was the season, his best year with the Mets.
Before that, he had 57 home runs and 9 RBIs. 57 RBIs and 9 home runs, I mean. 78 and 13, 65 and 6. He was never great until all of a sudden he got out of New York.
So you think that when he played for the – and when he got that hot and made the World Series, that they thought he sucked?
They thought he got hot in the playoffs and that was it. And his defense was always questionable at second base. They said, you know what, it's not worth it. He's not going to do it again. And instead, he proved them wrong. Good for him.
And he's been fantastic.
He's been incredible in the 2 years in Washington.
Do you think he's a great hitter now?
It certainly seems like him. He went out 4 and 25 last year, 71 and 16 so far this year.
He's well on his way to a buck and a quarter. They let that one slip through their fingers because they're idiots.
The highest he ever – I mean, he hit 320 for the Mets 1 year. But, like, the last couple years, it was – 281, 289, 286. He was like a 280 hitter, and then all of a sudden 347 and 344.
He's got to be on something. Love potion number 9.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
God, I love that Iron Maiden. Sign up to be an O'Rewards member today. Start earning instantly. O'Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. I'm watching Madsen pitch right now, Carver High, mowing through the Angels lineup. He's been on. He came on for Jackson, Edwin Jackson, and he's pitched. He's got the first two guys out, and he's 0-2 on Maldonado. And you know the teams are hitting 188 against him? I mean, that's incredible,
he's having
right?
A good year.
That's beautiful. Isn't he the problem solver? Isn't that exactly what they needed?
Yeah, the bullpen is their biggest issue.
How good is Doolittle?
Doolittle's solid. He's been the closer. He's been the closer at times the last couple of years in Oakland. I think he was hurt for a lot of last year, maybe a little bit of this year also. But lefty, not bad.
He just got out of that. He struck the guy out just with a filthy pitch. So,
swing and a miss.
Mafia with a huge night tonight. 14 boards and 4 block shots. Pharrell in double things as well. 16 and 9. Ballers win by 11. Mafia with a big game. Your boy Coco had what, 28 and 17? 26?
26, I think, yeah. 26 and 17.
You know, he's actually, I think...
11th in the country.
Yeah, he's 11th in the country.
He jumped up after last week, but dropped back down this week. Not as effective as he was last week.
How about your boy Ryan Matthews tonight? Isn't he one of the best players in the country? 38 points. He's averaging 38 points a game.
The kid's ridiculous. He just drains it from outside, no problem.
No problem at all. You know what's funny? He doesn't. Do you think he hits that many on the weekends as he does in the games?
Absolutely, yeah. You just don't realize it because it's over 2 hours instead of just a 44-minute game.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because he's unstoppable no matter what.
And the game's rolling to 7, so if he hits 4 out of 7 points, it's pretty much the same thing.
So your boy had 26 and 17 tonight. You were one of the players of the week, Mafia.
I was number 4 on the list. I'll take it. I like it a lot.
I don't even think they rated by number 4. They just picked 5 guys.
Well, it's by the it's the five guys by their, you know, their performance rating. So if you look down the list, it goes top to bottom.
All right. I was on it last week.
You were.
So what we need right now, we're in comfortable playoff position, right?
Yeah, we'll make the playoffs. That's not going to be a problem. The two bottom teams just suck, but
so they're 0-3. They're out of it. It's like over.
It's all about that semifinals matchup,
right? We're playing the undefeated team tomorrow.
Yeah, but I don't think they're as good as that record shows. They have one guy that's great and some other guys that are okay.
You guys going to be all right on a back-to-back? I mean, a little back-to-back scenario. Do you got more than five guys coming tomorrow?
Six.
Fuego back in the mix?
No, it's Corvallis, Kings of Leon, is back in the mix. So we have six. We do have a bench, Mafia. We'll be able to at least rest at some point.
We will. How are you feeling now? Starting to get a little tight, a little sore?
You know, I guess when I walked down the hall to get my food, I was kind of looked like I was limping. I wasn't limping. I think I was just in my feet, you know, or my feet hurt and my lower back hurts a little bit. What about you? Like, we played the whole game. I mean, nonstop. We never rested or anything. It was just.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
You feel it a little?
I feel a little, for sure.
Because you played way head and shoulders above, like, anything else I've seen you do. Like,
no, I was wilding out there.
You took your game to a whole new level.
Last two back-to-back games of double digits. I got to keep this up now. I can't retire my new. I can't start wearing the new sneakers until I have a bad game. I'm not getting rid of the old ones yet now.
No?
I can't. I had back-to-back double figures. Double-double tonight.
So you think it was your shoes, or maybe it was you?
I'm not chancing it. I'm not going to put on new shoes and have them, you know, curse me.
All right, so let me ask you, what hurts on you?
I'm a little sore on the lower back, a little sore in the back of the knee.
Why is it that our lower backs hurt? You
boxing out.
Mine hurt. Boxing out?
Throwing the body around.
It was violent. Can
I
you believe?
Some big boys on that team.
You and I got 23 rebounds together.
We did. Cleaning the glass.
And then he had 17?
He did. So 40 rebounds between the three of us.
And what did Foz have?
Not as many because he was playing the top tonight.
Oh, that's right. So the bottom line was we cleaned up so badly on the boards. It wasn't even funny. 48-26. It was 17-14-9, the three of us.
So we have 40 of the 48.
That's crazy, right?
I mean, just you and me matched their entire rebounding total.
No, they had 26.
I had seven. Oh, I'm sorry, you and Coco.
Oh, me and Coco.
Right, he had 17.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyway, Jordan in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Hey, by the way, your boy Leaned, I think, just added a home run for the Nats to make them go up 4-2 in the ninth on the Angels. 855-212-4227. It's got to be gratifying to sit on hold for 2 hours and have me dump you right off of the air and just obliterate your face right off the show. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to think that you're going to come in here and talk all smart-ass to me and not have me just crush your face and kick your teeth in with my boot?
Not only that, weren't we talking for like an hour last night about possible third baseman for the Red Sox?
I mean, here's the deal. You talk crap, and I just obliterate you. How's that sound? You lose. How's that work? You lose. That's what happened. You lose. You talk big, and then no one hears you. Boom, you lose.
You lose.
So anyway, so did you see that Jermaine Taylor, by the way, I'm number one up there on the radio, too. So hate me all you want. The show kicks ass and takes names. Hate me all you want. Tell your mother. Go tell your mommy that you don't like me. It's too bad, tough guy. It must suck. Or come down here and I'll smash your face in myself. Come on in. Come on down and visit me. It's only 3 hours. Just drive down, tough guy. Jermaine Taylor arrested for biting and threatening to kill his girlfriend during an argument. So they called police to Taylor's home around 2:45 in the morning for a domestic disturbance. The girl told cops that he bit her several times and broke her cell phone during the argument. The girlfriend claims Taylor bit her on the face, allegedly, and left arm while trying to escape the residence, and she had to pepper spray him before fleeing the home. He allegedly chased her out of the house down the street while threatening to kill her. When she got back to the house, cops showed up. They said he smelled of intoxicants at the time of his arrest. Taylor's been charged with felony terroristic threatening and two misdemeanors, battery and interference. He's currently on probation stemming from several incidents over the past few years. So, gee, do you think he'll end up back in jail? You know what I want to ask is, how did he get out? I want to know who let him out of jail. You know what I mean? Like, when he got in and he beat this chick up and they arrested him, right, and took him in, and then they let him go. Like, who does that? Don't you think it'd be a good idea to keep him in there for a little while, let him cool down? Or then to let him out and let him have at her again and kill her? Maybe that's, you know, go finish the deal, Jermaine. You're the man, right? You bite women and beat women, just go kill her. I mean, get it over with. You're such a badass. You beat women and kill women. Why not go do it? Just finish her off. I mean, wouldn't that make the story better for all of us anyway if he went and finished it off? Isn't that what they do, these domestic violence idiots? They go and just keep doing it until they finally kill him, right? What kind of an idiot let him out? What kind of a judge or the police, who in their right mind lets that guy out of jail the night he does that? He's biting this chick. He's biting her face. What is that? What is that? How do these guys, it's amazing to me. How do they get out and they keep getting away with it? It is unbelievable. They never stop beating these women, do they? Am I wrong? Like, how many times does Jermaine Taylor have to be arrested for domestic violence before they throw his punk ass away and get rid of the key while they're at it? Just throw him in jail for the rest of his life. He's a worthless piece of shack. He beats women. He's worthless. He does nothing worthwhile in society at all, does he? Name one thing good he does. All he does is commit crimes and beat people and bite women's faces. Can someone just stop it for once and just put him out of his misery and put him in prison for the rest of his life so no one else has to deal with his chick-beating ass? I mean, come on. God almighty, I read these stories, I'm just stunned. How is it? Can someone explain to me how they let him out? He's been released. For what reason did you release that guy? How do you release a guy that bites some chick's face? And what did he do to her? I mean, it's just unbelievable. Did you see his mugshot? He looks so baked, it's not even funny. His eyes are purple. He bit her face and left arm. Like, who does that? What's he going to eat her? What's he, a cannibal? Mafia's favorite band, Cannibal Corpse. Carver High, can you give the trade again, the most dynamic trade in the history of Major League Baseball in the modern era? Give us this trade of these fascinating players. The guy that called up, he's so angry, I'm not going over the big trade that had nothing to do with the Boston Red Sox. Go ahead. It's the trade of the great 207 hitting Todd Frazier.
Todd Frazier goes to the Yankees along with David Robertson and Tommy Canley.
Who has been reported as the worst teammate in Major League Baseball history.
By LaTroy Hawkins, yes.
Who's got 20 years in the bigs and who are you going to listen to? Some guy's been in the league 3 years or a guy's been in the league 20?
Obviously the guy who's been in the league 3 years.
Okay. So who else is involved in this trade?
And then the kid Rutherford goes to the White Sox, who was one of the Yankees. He's ranked third in their prospects.
So all prospects except for Tyler Clippard.
Tyler Clippard goes to the Windy City.
So he was the worst jinx on the Yankees team to begin with.
No question.
So now let me ask you, does it change anything in your opinion of the Yankees' chances for the wild card or the playoffs?
I think that the two reliever additions definitely increase it Frazier obviously will help. He'll be better than a lot of the stiffs that they've been running out there at first base.
Whose deal is bigger? The J.D. Martinez trade will help Arizona, or the trade for the Frazier and the two relievers?
The two relievers.
So the Yankees got the best deal in baseball today.
I think so. I think that pitching is what wins and gets you to the playoffs and wins in the playoffs.
So now Doolittle is in the game for the Nationals.
Hopefully he'll be as good as Mattson.
Have we been reporting on the Red Sox game all night long in extra innings? Have I not been doing that?
Allegedly.
So when it was 3-3, when it was 4-3, when it was 4-4, they're now in the 14th, still tied at 4s at Fenway. I'm glad I could give everyone so much information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.